I'm going to hand over the mic now to Pastor Disla, and she's going to bless us. You can clap, you can clap. And hold on. So, you know she's dressing very funky, you know, but forget the dressing. This is a man of God, not woman of God. You know what I'm saying? Right? And you remember, how many of you remember the thing I told you when Pizak was coming? I gave you assurance, Abby. Yeah. And the thing clicked, Abby. Yeah. Now I'm assuring you again that if this woman speaks to you, if she prays for you, if she blesses you, your life will never remain the same. So I want you to approach it with that sense of forget the dressing. Don't let preachers deceive you. Forget all the funky dressing. Receive this woman as the Pope. You know what I'm saying, right? Receive her as the prophet for your generation, right? So, with a resounding welcome, with all the honor you can muster in your heart, can we welcome Pastor Disla Zachariah to bless us?
Thank you so much. Thank you. We can have our seats. Thank you. Don't mind Kenel. Don't mind your pastor, please. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so happy, first of all, to see everyone. I'm really so glad to be here. You know, when I got a message from Pastor Laolu, I was super happy. I was excited. And I looked forward to this time being with you guys also. And you know, I just want you to know that what has happened to you guys so far is not something that is normal, okay? It is not something that, I want you to know you will not be the same. You're not going to be the same. This is organized by God himself. This is arranged by God to turn your life around. So you're not going to be the same. You may not know now, but in years to come, you look back and remember today, and you thank God for it. So don't be in a hurry to understand what I'm saying, but I know what I'm saying. So I just want you to thank God. Just raise one hand up and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. So I came here with full-blown excitement, but you have collected everything because I can't meet up. I thought I could meet up with the, you know, with the excitement. But you guys are full of passion. You guys are full of passion, energy, fire, grace. And I'm still trying to meet up. It's not just working. So right now, I'm at a point where I'm just giving up. So I give up. I give up. I'm not trying again. You guys can have it. No, I cannot do it though. If I do it, you see? You see? You know, your fire is so contagious that anybody that comes with a very dull spirit and enters this place is just going to catch fire. Like it's in the air. And you guys should keep it up, okay? That's how you're going to rake in the harvest. That's how you're going to bring in your friends, your family, and even the very hard people. When I say hard people, I mean people that are a bit difficult. They're in a difficult place. And if you feel like, is this person going to come around? No, don't worry. Just keep your fire, keep your energy, keep the grace, then you catch them, okay? And don't allow anyone also quench whatever you have, okay? Keep it up like that. When I look back now, you know, I was in a car recently. I'll just share a short story, and I was remembering my teens pastor when I was in Livingstone Assembly. It was a Redeemed Church then. Pastor Fred preaches just maybe 4 or 5 messages, we all know. But it was so passionate that whatever he said to us was what we ran with. It was so passionate that it was more than what he was saying. It was like a friend, a father, a pastor, an age mate, you understand? You understand when you have a pastor that is, you know, he's older than he has kids, but it's like your age mate, you understand? So then what aside from teaching or preaching or anything, what he does is he harasses us one-on-one. If he catches you in a corner, you're in for it. You know, he asks us questions like, hey, you, I saw you yesterday. That boy is toasting you, Abby. I'm telling you. So you'll be wondering, first of all, if there was a boy toasting, you'll be wondering, where did this man get this information? So there's a make-believe that is in your life every moment, every time, in every place, just around the corner. So every time I'm going on the street, I'm always thinking, Pastor Fred is behind me, or Pastor Fred is behind me. Then he asks you, I saw you yesterday. Then he faces the guy, you know, that's for the girl. And if he says, I saw you yesterday, I know you really like that girl. Come, let's talk about it. Like, he will teach you how to act a girl out. But he's not going to tell you to go ahead and do it, though. But he will first drag you close and be teaching you. Then you find out that what Pastor Fred is trying to tell you is that if I catch you, dear, he will give you the date. You know, so we're very free with him and very at home with him. But in that bit, we were also very afraid. So there was this Pastor Fred, hello, over our heads, ringing like, Pastor Fred is just right behind you if you do nonsense. When I was in university, I still remembered him. He stayed in memory till now. When I got married, I saw him one day on the road with Pastor Zach. And I was like, Pastor Zach, that's Pastor Fred. I still had that hall, I'm telling you. Very friendly personality, but I still had that hall. Like, I felt so shy. Like, Pastor Fred is there. Then I went to greet him. I knelt down. I greeted him. Like, so you don't marry now? That's how it is. Yeah, that is you, but you love it. You just like it. So that endeared us to Christ, endeared us to him. And then we just wanted to do things rightly. You know, Jesus is like that. He's not someone you should be afraid of. He's not somebody that when you're around him, you just think, this life is going to be boring. It's going to be dull. There's really nothing much. I'm missing. With Pastor Fred, I'm just using as an example. We were able to bring Jesus close. We were able to relate. Even though it was not in our time and our age, but there was a thing he did for us that made us want to do things rightly. Now, in my generation, because I know this is an entire different generation, this is a TikTok generation, right? You guys need to teach me how to use that because I don't know how to use it. But back then, my generation, you just will know that as you are doing anything on social media, Pastor Fred is right there, you understand? But it was sweet, it was enjoyable because we had like a police officer that was also still our friend. Now, Jesus is like that. Jesus is with you anywhere you are, at any time, at any place. Jesus speaks your language. He does exactly what you're doing. He can relate with you at any level, actually. But, you know, sometimes we think that the Bible times are times of some archaic, boring, ancient times. You understand what I mean? But it's not like that. And I'm sure that your pastors have told you a lot of things. So I'm not here to teach, actually. But I just want to bring you guys closer to him. And what I'm saying is, Jesus is right where you are. If you're doing anything, Jesus is right there. Like, I'm talking about whatever you're doing. He speaks your language. Come on, tell me, like, all the slangs you guys use. Give me one or two. What did you say? Eh? No, say it now. Say it now. Go ahead. Let me hear it. Mule deke. Well, that sounds like what we used during my time. So I need to hear some newer this thing. No cow. No cam. Ah, that's serious. So. What does that mean? What does that mean? No long talk. Oh, no cap. No cap. Wow. Okay, another one. What's popping? What's popping? That's to sound like not a spoil. Oh yeah. Every. We are. So the thing is, those are the languages Jesus speaks to. The only difference is when you're running out of line. When you're running out of, and the thing is, it's so easy because when you're running out of line, you know it. You know why you know it. you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. So you know it. So you can, there's a check for you because you have the Holy Spirit. But I don't want you to go to an extreme of, you know, there's this thing I can't, that nobody can understand me. Nobody can really get me. They don't understand me. You know, I was also dead. I was in an age where I felt nobody can understand me. Nobody can relate to me. They don't really feel me. They don't understand me. Nobody understands my language. And I was like that with my parents, my friends, the older ones, my uncles, my aunties. But it was not true. They understood everything. Because they don't speak my language, didn't mean that they didn't understand me. They understood and they knew my way out. But I was unwilling to accept their way out because I had this foreknowledge that they don't understand me. So looking back now, you know I'm a little bit older now. But when I look back, I realize that they were speaking my language. But in another way, I realized that I could have just listened and had more speed in life. So the thing for me is, some of my regret growing up is that I did not listen. And I just thought I was in my own world, doing my own thing, and nobody can relate. Most of my colleagues that listened more, or most of my friends back then that listened more and paid attention more, they are faster in growth than myself. Like, there is nothing to lose. It's just open your ear and listen. And the sign of wisdom and maturity is when you actually open your ears and listen and do what you're told to do. It's a sign of wisdom and maturity. See, between a 16-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 12-year-old, the most mature one is the one that listens. The most mature one is the one that listens. That listens, that carry. I'm going to read the scripture of Galatians 4:1. I just want you to see something there. The most mature one is the one that pays attention and listens. You see that one that thinks that nobody understands, nobody gets you. it's a matter of time. We'll soon check between the two of them which one has more speed in life. Or you guys don't like speed. I'm telling you, this particular generation, I know you guys, you like speed. You like everything fast, fast, quick, quick. It says, now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, does not what? Now watch, oh. What's the name of the person they're talking about? No, read it again. So what's the name of the person they're talking about? The heir. That's actually the subject, the heir. As long as what is a child does not differ at all from a slave. But who are they talking about? The heir. So as you are right now, you have a bundle of stuffs inside of you because you are the subject. You are the heir. But as long as he is a child, does not differ. So, come Zion. This is the heir, right? But the heir, I'm trying to use your language, but I have to try and remember. And I'm watching my time also. As long as the heir is the heir, because I'm older than him does not make me the heir. He's the heir. But as long as this heir remains as a child, will not differ. There's no difference between this child and a slave. But what is he? The heir. But as long as this heir remains a child, will not be different from a slave. Did you see that, Zion? Slave, house girl, maid. So, I'm even talking beyond natural. Even in the natural, if you are a maid or a house girl, something, you are still, Bible calls you the heir. But the heir, as long as this heir remains a child, does not differ from a slave. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? Does not differ. Say, though he is master of all. Did you see that scripture? It says, though he is master of all. As Zion is like this, everything that makes him master of all is inside him. Look at what you guys have done for 5 weeks. Does that not look like what the heir can do? Okay, when you started, because I was listening to some of you saying that I didn't even know I can do this. I didn't even have an inkling idea of anything. But did you guys do it? Yes. Was it me that did it? No. Who did it? You did it. No, not Jesus. You. Because if Jesus was here, he would tell you, you did it. Not Jesus, you did it. Jesus empowered you. I know that's what you're trying to say. What is that, spiritual sister? But you did it. Say, I did it. Jesus empowered me. Yeah, but you did it. There's a scripture that says, one guy was trying to raise dead body, and Jesus said, no, I ain't going to do that. You raised the body up. So you did it. Okay? So you did it. You are the heir. But as long as you remain a child, as long as you don't carry on, Pastor Kenneth said earlier on that you have just started. As long as you don't carry on whatever you have started now, you remain a child and you're not different from a slave. Do you get me now? You are not different from a slave. He said, but though you are master of all, do you know what you guys have done in 5 weeks? I didn't do it when I was your age. What you have done in 5 weeks is a miracle. Nothing short of a miracle. There's nobody that is seated, even your trainer, that did this in 5 weeks. Go and ask all of them. None of them did it in 5 weeks. What you have achieved, collecting certificates, that's not normal. I call you guys. As I was sitting there, I was just thinking, you guys are a bunch of miracle. So in case you don't know it, I'm telling you because I know it. You're a bundle of miracles. I can see miracles sitting down here, miracles. And I am super excited. The reason I'm here is just I'm privileged to be here. I'm only just privileged. I'm sitting. I'm not deceiving you guys. I'm sitting among giants. I'm standing before men and women. I'm standing. The last time I saw Ife posted something, she was going to be hosting something. I was like, what? I now check my age again. I say, hey, maybe I sounded old. I was super proud of her. What did I tell you? I messaged you, right? Have you ever messaged you before? Never. I have never messaged her on WhatsApp before. I messaged her. I said, I'm super. She didn't understand what I was saying, but me, I was like, I don't think I can do this. So I don't even know what she's doing. She is a miracle. You are a miracle. You are the heir. You are the heir. And you are the master of all. Stop thinking of yourself so little and of your age right now. That's what I'm saying. If you keep thinking like that, you are not different from a slave. Okay? So you are a bundle of miracle. Now, I'm taking time. When I look at time, I'm scared of you guys that you'll soon take over. I'm looking into 5 years and I'm seeing CEOs, I'm seeing brand managers, I'm seeing a lot of things. I'm seeing company owners. You guys use social media more than me. It's at this age that people become great. It is exactly at this age. If you don't start now, you cannot be master of all. And you have started. Just keep at it. Very soon, you'll be earning in dollars. Wait. I am not even trying to psych you guys up. I know what I'm saying. People that know me know I use my words to deceive people. I'm not psyching you guys up. I'm not doing motivational speaking. I'm talking from my spirit. And I know exactly what I'm saying. I'm standing before people that I would have to see specially very soon. I'm standing before people that won't only carry the spirit of God, but will carry some sort of intelligence. There was a particular scripture in the Bible that Bible talked about the Bezalels. I've forgotten what particular scripture. And because I'm not even here to preach. Talked about God actually selected them, their prophets, and gave them intelligence. If you know that, who is on the... Oh, I thought it was Boale. I wanted to use... Gave them, selected them. It's not only prophet to see visions and to have dreams and to... No, there are actually some prophets in the Bible. What they have is only intellect and spiritual intellect. Like God gave them wisdom. They call them craftsmen. They have the wisdom to craft. So when I'm talking about CEOs, brand managers, owners of companies, intellectual people that can do Google, all those things, I know what I'm saying. God can endow you, and I'm going to pray for you guys shortly. I'm only preparing your spirit, man, telling you and charging you that you are not what I am seeing. I am seeing you, but I don't know if you are seeing yourself. As I'm standing before you, I am seeing you, but I don't know if you're seeing yourself. There's something that is coming over your heads. It is beyond the 5 weeks training. It's something you must continue in, because there's something God is forming, and it is his intellect. His hands are over your heads. His hands are over your heads. The Lord's hand is over your heads. And it's an intentional placement. It's placing it intentionally. Placing it intentionally. You are not a child. You are the heir. You are the heir. You are the hope. If God has hope, you are his hope. So you need to see why you need to take your teachers and your instructors. The next scriptures, okay, it says, and the Bezalel and Aholiab and every gifted artisans. Did you hear that? What have you guys been doing? Is it close to being an artisan? You have learned filmmaking. I saw some movie this morning. I was like, what? Artisans in whom the Lord has put what? Wisdom and understanding to know how to do what? What? All manner of work. It's not only to sing in church. It's called all manner of work in every form, every area. All manner of work for the service, what? Of the sanctuary. Now, your own sanctuary is out there. It's out there. And there's an intentional placement. That you are gathered inside this auditorium is not a normal thing. It is not coincidence. It was ordered by the Lord. That's why I like that there are other people from other religions here also. It is ordered by the Lord. It is the making of the Spirit so that there can be placements. Now, the anointing of God is going to come upon you shortly. But what it is for wisdom. It is for understanding. For what? All manner of work. Did you see that? So don't joke with what you have had. What you have gotten is not only for your hands. It's inside you. There's a planting from the handiwork you have learned so far. There's also a planting inside you. It's inside your spirit. It's not leave you. Some of you will be having dreams, ideas. Those are the inspiration of the Spirit. You'll be having dreams. Keep putting it down. Keep writing it down. Keep placing it and keep memory of it. Go speak to your pastors, to your teachers, your trainers. In that other scripture in Galatians 4, it says that now this particular heir, the only thing he needs to do to be that heir eventually is to sit under governors, trainers. Can you go back to that one scripture? Next verse says, to sit under governors. There will be governors, trainers. Maybe the next verse, but I can just say it. They will sit under governors. You see, Pastor Laolu, Pastor Kene, all your pastors, all your teachers, eh? Take them seriously. What did I say? Do it for your selfish reasons. Do you know why? Because they will bring out that thing that the Lord has put inside you. They will be the nurturer. They will nurture it. What have they been doing to you so far? Nurture it. Do you know that they have nothing to gain from you guys? How many of you have bought them gifts? You don't even have the money. Oh, sorry. I couldn't buy my pastor in Teen's Church gift. I couldn't really do much for him. Till now, I still look back, like, when will I go back and buy this man gifts? I've not even done anything for him. So, most likely, pastors of Teen's Church have nothing to gain from you guys. Nothing, absolutely nothing. They are doing it for your own good. What they are doing is nurturing the gift of God. You can't even pay them back if you try to. You can only do a little. But you don't have the capacity to pay them back. So they do all that. All the trainers that came, as in they imported, some came from overseas, right? Nah, they came from Nigeria. They imported a lot of teachers for you guys. Did you see that? To train you, what you should have paid for. Free of charge, right? Did anybody pay? Oh, it was free. Wow. Intentional training, free of charge, like that. Ha. They are nurturing the gift of God inside you so that it can come out excellently well. And they cushion you guys with prayers. If you don't stay under them, you will not be the heir. The heir, though he remains a child, is not different from a slave. Because the heir has refused to stay under tutoring, under nurturing. Do you understand? You know, they've gone far ahead of you. So many things you're doing now, they've done it before, right? I just shared my own story. They've done it before, so it's wise to just stay under them, right? So you are the heir. Tell yourself, I am the heir. Another thing I want you to tell yourself today is, I am a blessing. I'm not an ordinary one. No. You are a major blessing. You're a major blessing. See, when you're washing plate at home, you'll be telling yourself, I am a major blessing. See, it's only a major blessing that used to wash plate at home. It's only major blessings that used to wash clothes. Only major blessings, the one that will send message, will come back on time. Those are major blessings. If you're not doing that, you will not be a major blessing. You talk about being a major blessing, so the thing will go happen. So, Zion, thank you. So you are a major blessing, right? So there are certain things major blessings do, right? If you said you're a major blessing, you must stay under tutoring and guidance. You must listen to your parents. You must do exactly what you're being told. Then you will arrive. After some years, you realize that, wow, I'm a major blessing, though. You know now, many of you are still saying it by faith. Oh, yeah, say I'm a major blessing. I don't even think you believe me. You believe, right? You believe, right? So there's a way to order your lives. And something about the anointing that is resting already is that you must stay put in one place. You know that if you're carrying anointing, the way you do yourself, you will not shake too much. Have you? So that the anointing don't go and pour. So you are going to be anointed by the Lord. And right now as I'm speaking, the heavens are open already. So you're just going to hold your friend, your neighbor beside you, hold someone, and open up your heart. Open up your spirit, man. Yeah, far from. Don't worry, Zion, come. Let me hold you. Don't worry. It's the same oil that is here, that is there. Don't think it's partial. All right. So the heavens are opened. Do you believe me? The heavens are open already. The heavens have been open since you guys sat down. Since you guys came here, the heavens have been opened. It doesn't take a special person to open the heavens. Just open hearts that are looking for something. And what you're looking for today is grace, energy of the Spirit, is empowerment. As you've gone through 5 weeks, you now want the Lord to push you forward, right? You now want enablement of the Spirit, right? So you're going to speak in tongues for a bit. If you can't speak in tongues, just say, Jesus, touch my heart. Jesus, I want you to touch my heart. Jesus, I want your hands over my head. This lady right here said, your hand is resting on our heads. Jesus, I want your hand over my head. I want your hand over. So if you can speak in tongues, make sure it's louder now. Make sure it's louder now. Make sure it's louder. Make sure it's louder. Because we want that anointing of wisdom and understanding. Of wisdom and understanding. Of wisdom and understanding. Heavenly Father, we ask now, let there be a flow. Let there be a flow. The flow of the Spirit. The flow of the Spirit. That these ones are not normal anymore. These ones are not normal. These ones are not the same again. Let there be a shift. Let there be a shift in the Spirit. We are asking you, Lord, for a shift by your mercies. By your mercies. By your mercies. By your mercies, that you fill up this atmosphere. You fill up their hearts in the name of Jesus. You fill up their hearts in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you here. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We ask that you fill up the hearts. Fill up the hearts of these young men and women. Fill up their hearts. Baptize them. Baptize them with wisdom. Baptize them with understanding. The Bible says Christ is our wisdom. Baptize them with wisdom and understanding. Give them special grace. Special gifts. Special grace. Let it now drop, Lord. Let it drop. Let it drop. Special grace. Special gifts. Let it drop. Let it drop. Heavenly Father, as the heavens are open now, let them begin to pour. Let the giftings begin to pour. Let the graces begin to pour. By your mercies, let it begin to pour. Because you love everyone seated. Let it begin to pour. Let it begin to open. Overwhelming. 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 Overwhelming grace and giftings. talents, miracles, ashola me ativra tosha, jale meni katofani apali atosha, because these ones are the hair, are your air, these ones are your air. Let the spirit begin to fill them up. Mani kanofra di asataya, montuje ni kabani antovra nasita, oboro no shige, repetu fanata, ante beliga no shinanasa. Let there be a flow of the spirit, a flow of the spirit, a flow, a baptism of wisdom, of graces, of graces, of graces. Let them have special intelligence in the name of Jesus. Special intelligence, Amonia Savranosha, a Betty Frano, best selling ideas, make them authors, Mariando Super, Ramene Sevenosha, make them administrators, Mossi Franashata, make them gifted people, Nato Mante, Rege Devenosha, Nati, Nobrono, let the Holy Ghost Himself nurture them. Let there be a nurturing of the spirit. A nurturing of the spirit. Let their restlessness be calm. A suffering de shenekoba. A peliko frania sataya moshiga. Moroposi vanasha. Let there be a baptism. Opening of the eyes for visions. Visions and ideas. Brand new ideas. Brand new ideas. A moshanata. A pelika tofa. Rabeti fanosha. Malete venonoshiga. Rabosita. Avanasha, Ape, what money's exchange? What money's exchange? A party for Dosha, Yente Feneno Shiga, Apa, let these ones be poverty eradication strategy of yours. Make them poverty elevators. Let them take it away from your family. Let these ones take away poverty from their family. Let these ones take away poverty from the nations, from their communities. In the name of Jesus, Monta Vranasata, Apeti Frono Shataya, in the things of the spirit, they will not be lacking. In the name of Jesus, Abaya Nosha, Apeli Frodosha, Maropa Sisa, Aleteno, Moromo Noshiga Dadabanasa. Father, this is your doing, Lord. This is your doing. This is your doing. This is your doing. This is your generation that you're preparing. The generation that you're preparing. Anasataya. Sharoba Nikananana. Now let there be a flow. More, Lord, more. We can take more. We can take more. We can take more. Holy Spirit. We can take more, Lord. They can take more, Lord. They can take more. They can take more. Yes. They won't be lost. They won't be derailed. They can take more. They will stand. You keep their feet. Plant their feet, oh God. Plant their feet. Mositava. Let them be grounded. Let their feet be rooted. Let it be grounded in your love. In your love. Let it be rooted. Moria Sabanasha. Abelete venen moshiga. Amboti sataya nosa. Abarando shiga nanasa. Epeli katova. Shana mono sise, shana moni asata abali adosha. Yele bede de mo shinga, aromono susuwe de mo shiga. Mana 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 mana. Wisdom, wisdom. Let there be a reign of your wisdom, a reign of your wisdom. Mana asata. They'll be sharper and better than your teachers. They'll be sharper and better than your teachers. In the name of Jesus, they'll be sharper and better, better and better and better and better and better and finer. And finer, and finer, and finer, more refined by the Spirit of God, more refined in the name of Jesus, more refined, more better, sharper, they'll be sharper, they'll be sharper, they'll be sharper, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, hold these ones as your strategy of war, as your strategy of war, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. All these ones as your strategy of war, as your strategy of war, as your evangelism tool. Ramosi Vanashataya. Spread them out into the nations. Spread them out into the nations. In the name of Jesus. Spread them out. Sabayaro. Ramenosi Senteya. Jolobanana Manuse Brete. Ramonasita. Abarika Tomani Asata. Jelepedemeno. The Lord is doing a lot. Just keep praying. Just keep praying the spirit. More are coming to join you. Yeleto, more retire. There's a force of heaven here. There's a force of heaven. Metivra, Satana. The farmer has come to plant. The farmer is planting. The farmer is planting. The Lord Jesus is a farmer and is planting into your souls. Medefeleto, rapaya kosananaya. I want all the pastors here to begin to pray. I want all the pastors to join me in prayers. Shalano, 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 shalanata. The farmer is here. The farmer is here. He's entered the hall. He's entered his planting. Shono famani kala sufrede. Igeleto monto. Igene mononto. Igemo. He's planting seeds. Seeds have become giants. Ataya opontiga. Rambete venoshiga. Jalapotiva. Let it be well planted, Lord. Let it be well planted. Let the seeds be rooted. Let the seed from monaco see ataya. Abenikondo. Abenikondo. Let the planting rest. Let the planting rest. Let it be well watered. Abenika bana. Let this one be sealed for life. Let this one be sealed for life. In the nosha rapai katosha. Jalo tayana. Father, I beg you, Lord. Let this one be sealed for life. Let this one be sealed for life by the reason of your presence. Let this one be sealed for life by the reason of your presence. Jalo nasito barianosha. Jalala da 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 sayo. Mene, mene, mene. Let there be a sealing. Let there be a sealing. Let there be a sealing. No, no, shana rasa. Aperido shanana toba rabente fenerecho. Let there be a sinning nanana satayo mate fenene Roma no shige. We give you this opportunity. We give you this moment, Lord. Holy God, seal the heart. Holy God, seal the heart. Let your fire seal the heart. Jerona siva obania satayanosha meregede venerebo maniasa marada da 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 sayanaroshi. Mele freketemeno. Draw their hearts to you, Lord. Draw their hearts to you, Lord. Metifano shataya dada. Draw their hearts to you. Let the giftings move them to you. Let the giftings move them to you. Metifreno shataya. Abeniko ontarianosha. Abelikano sambarianosha. Jelembenika to marataya. In the name of Jesus, we are prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. Heavenly Father, we give you this moment. Take it, Lord. Do whatever you want with it. Take it, oh Lord, and do what you want with it. Do exactly what you want with it. The reason for this gathering, do exactly not now, Lord. Do exactly what you want with it. Exactly your intention and your motive. We allow you, Lord. We allow you, Lord. We allow you, Spirit of the Living God. We allow you, Spirit of the Living God. We are not in any way in your way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are the teacher. You are the teacher. You teach these ones. In their sleep, you teach them. In the day, you teach them. In the night, you teach them. In the dark, you teach them. They will not be confused. In the name of Jesus. At any time in their life, we collect them. Now we collect them. We take them away from confusion. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I rebuke every spirit of indecisive. Being indecisive. I rebuke that spirit. In the name of Jesus. That restlessness that does not allow you to sit. I rebuke that spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, these ones will hear twice. You will speak once, they will hear twice. You will speak once, they will hear twice. In the name of Jesus. You open their ears. Their ears are activated. Their eyes are activated. Every organ, every spiritual organ are activated now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, let there be increase. Increase in their talent, their giftings. Increase, Father, let all the giftings that's inside them, let them begin to come out. Let it be unveiled in the name of Jesus. You are kept in the name of Jesus. When you look back to this time, you will know that your generation really stood today. in the name of Jesus. You knew that a generation was formed for the Lord today in the name of Jesus. The Lord will put in your heart a memory of the now. A memory of the now that you thank God for. When you have children, when you do anything in life as you're growing, you remember today and you remember it for good. When you stand in the future, you will lift up your hands and say, glory to God for the now in the name of Jesus. You will not have any regret of the past. And the Lord is wiping away any regret now. The Lord is wiping it away. Father, take it away, take it away, take it away. Any regret, any regret, any regret, any mistake, take it away, Lord. Take the poison of mistake away. Take the poison of regrets, of mistakes, take it away. Wrong choices, the poison of wrong choices, the regret of past days, take it away, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and let a new day be opened over them. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I bring a blessing for the workers of the kingdom of God, a blessing for the staffs of your kingdom. I bring it over every teacher and every pastor, every team member that has participated in this. Let your blessings reign in the name of Jesus. What they have asked you for, Father, give it to them. Amen. Let their desires be granted. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, even that late worker, the one that joined in at last minute, pay them up, Lord. Amen. Pay them up, Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In your mercy, pay them up. Father, let your reign of blessing be over their lives. In the, all their sacrifices will not be a waste. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we give you the glory. Let your name be forever glorified. In the name of Jesus, we are prayed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God.